I'm a child of God. I don't have to be this depressed. Oh, we're together. I'm with you. But I don't have to feel this gloomy. She's plugged in this morning. Turn neighbor and say, are you plugged in? Somebody's plugged. I feel the charge, sister. Turn your neighbor and say, you better get ready. Because before you walk back out this door this morning, somebody, you know, we used to sing that song, Brother Hughes. You better look out, Satan, look out. How many remember that? Better look out, Satan, look out. For I come to you in the name of the Lord. Woo! Look out, Satan. Look out. Remember that, Brother Buddy? I kind of like it. Better look out, Satan, look out. You better look out, Satan, look out. I'll come to you in the name of the Lord. Look out, Satan, look out. Y'all feeling what I'm feeling? Is it just up here? If you don't feel it out there, why don't you come join me up here? Because it's up here. Well, Luke chapter 18 and verse number 8. I'm going to preach about 7.5 minutes because I'm hungry. I'm going to set a record today. I just felt this. Two people almost took off running around the church right on that one. I felt it. Go ahead. You know, you're going to end up doing it anyway. Anybody excited? Excited? I'm serious. I'm preaching. Set somebody start the clock. 7.5 minutes. That's all I'm going to preach. Psalm is a good book, but we're in Luke. Luke chapter 18, verse number 8. I feel so good. I'm going to preach all of it, but it's 7.5 minutes. Luke 18 and 8. My God, I know you're having trouble concentrating because you're so still excited about the fact that we're just going to have a short time. Luke 18 and 8. Read it with me. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Come on, you yelled at your children louder than that. Come on, help me. Let's read it together collectively aloud. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Nevertheless, that's the kind of God we serve. He's a nevertheless God. He's an always the more God. And my elder said he's more than enough. You done tapped into it, elder. My God, I'm going to have to take your hand and we just shout together. Nevertheless, I'm sorry. I'm an evangelist. I'm supposed to be crazy. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? I was thinking of that so powerfully last night, and the Lord directed me to Psalm 30 and verse 5. Actually, I want to just quickly, if you will allow me, real quick, verses 1 through 5. It says this, Psalm 31 through 5. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. How many feels like your foes is rejoicing over you? He said, you've not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee and thou hast healed me. How many wants that testimony today? I'm going to say this, stop here and say this real quick. God is not just a God that we pray to. Allow me to remind the saints. Allow me to remind this church. Allow me to remind every human being or whomever you may be in this house today, that God is still a God that answers prayer. I just wished I had five more people that believe that. I know you may have not had some prayers. My God, I feel it. I know, recently you may not have had some prayers answered. I know recently you may not have had some prayers answered, and you may be struggling with trying to get seemingly your prayer through, as we would typically say, on the cuff, on the surface, right? Anybody identify? You can identify with what I just said. Maybe perhaps there are some long-standing prayers that you have prayed, almost to the point, I'm jumping ahead of the game here, but almost to the point that you say, I've prayed it. Watch this now. I prayed it, Brother Hughes. I've prayed it so much, so long, so hard. I've wept. I've prayed. I've called their names out. I've prayed over the situation. I've marinated it in prayer. I've prayed it. And is there anybody besides me today that has just stood back and says, what in the world? O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Oh, he's kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Oh, come on, somebody get excited over the word today. Thou hast kept me alive. Anybody feel like the Lord's kept you alive? Well, you wouldn't be here to give that testimony. Turn your neighbor and say, the Lord's kept me alive. Sister, the Lord's kept me alive. Amen. The Lord's kept me alive. Brother back there in the back, the Lord's kept you alive. The Lord's kept me alive. God, I got a feeling, Brother Hughes, somebody's fixing this old-fashioned, just jump out of their pew and start running around the church. You know why? It's kind of like I preach Wednesday night. I was explaining to that lady in that mall in California what a Pentecostal church is like, and I told her, I said, well, we clap our hands. She looked at me, she didn't know anything about Pentecost. She looked at me, she says, clap your hands? I said, yeah, we sing out loud. She says, you sing out loud? She said, yeah. I said, matter of fact, we have people, sometimes they get out in the aisles and they dance. She stepped back, her eyes got big as Susan B. Anthony dollars, and she says, you mean they dance in church? It's called church. I said, yes. She said, they dance in church? I said, yes. I said, in fact, we actually encourage it. And I said, the reason we do that is because, you see, the people in that Pentecostal church, they are just so excited about what God has done in their life. He's kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. That's what we've been doing this morning. We've been singing unto the Lord and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. But verse 5 is my focal point. For His anger endureth but for a moment. His anger endureth but a moment. In His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night. spiritually speaking, this is the way some of you look like this morning. Sackcloth and ashes. Weeping. You've had your share of it. Turn to somebody. Turn to somebody. Turn to somebody. Look at them square between the eyes and say, you have had more than your share of weeping. Well, have you? I got 3 more minutes. I'm preaching and some of you don't even know it. Weeping may endure for a night. Sorry, it's here. I feel it. Brother Jared, I feel it, son. Weeping may endure for a night. Who am I preaching to right now? Let me just look at it. But joy! 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 I'm going to preach, but 3 people step out of your pew and just raise your hand up and shout, joy! Joy! Joy, joy, joy cometh in the morning. In the morning, in the morning, in the morning. Some of you have been going through some things. Some of you have been facing some things. Some of you have been up against the wall. Some of you have allowed the devil to back you in a corner and make you think that there's no more going further than where you're at. But I want to tell you, the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. And for the next very few short minutes, it is my assignment from heaven to convince you that God is still working on your behalf. It's more than just a feel-good moment. We'll say that again. It's more than just a feel-good moment. That's what I'm about to preach. When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find? Everybody said, in Jesus' name. God bless you. May be seated. My 7 minutes start right now, right? Brother, don't go too far. You're taking me to lunch today. Everything. Now we're starting hot, folks. It's hot. Everything that we are. Everything. Everything, and I feel very bold to say this. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Everything that we are, Pastor Hughes. Everything. And everything that we believe in as the people of God. And everything that we stand for. Everything. Everybody say everything. Everything that we declare either periodically or on a regular, consistent basis that we are all about. As, watch this, believers. You see, for as Holy Ghost-filled believers, everything we are, everything we believe in, and everything that we stand for is a direct result. It comes from our fundamental belief in some things. Watch how I'm going to say this. It comes as a direct result of our fundamental belief in some things that we cannot logically explain. Hence, this word the last few weeks has been used around here. And I'll say it again. supernatural. How many identifies with the word supernatural? Holy Ghost. That word alone is supernatural. That term. When someone, I'm jumping ahead, but I feel this morning. When Pastor Hughes or someone as myself, visiting minister, or someone that is a prayer warrior, a prayer believer, when someone comes to the front or comes to church or calls on the phone and we begin to speak words we call prayer, praying. I got a question for you this morning. Do you actually believe? No. Someone comes this morning for prayer. Oh, there's some needs represented this morning, some real serious needs. There really are. And if someone presented themselves this morning and said, we want prayer, according to the book of James, call for the elders of the church, anointing them with oil, praying the prayer of faith, not just any prayer. Oh, prayer of faith, I love the way that's worded there. Prayer of faith, footnote, keep that in mind. When we pray for someone, when we lay our hands on someone, do you actually realize what you're doing? What we're doing? When I lay my hand on a cancer patient, like I did Pastor Spikes in a 6-month revival who had T-cell lymphoma, a rare form of cancer, and I think I've shared it once in passing. But for those of you that wasn't perhaps present, Pastor Spikes, he had a growth the size of a grapefruit plus a little bit bigger on his back underneath his right shoulder blade. It was isolated at one spot, and it just kept getting worse. They were afraid to cut it. Finally, they said, we have to do something, chemotherapy. We have to treat this. The rare form of T-cell lymphoma, they couldn't find it anywhere else. And so, finally, he just kept believing. He went to the doctor here in Houston, MD Anderson, and they said that it has turned into full-blown leukemia. It's in his blood, and they were giving him but days to live. He come back, was still in revival with him. He come back to Tickfall, and I simply went over. And I love what Pastor said. I don't have a magic bag. I don't. I don't pull rabbits out of hats. I don't. All I simply did is I went over and I laid my hand on Pastor Spikes. 51 years old. I laid my hands on him. I said, by the authority, I couldn't heal a gnat of a headache. But by the authority of the Word of God and the power of that Holy Ghost Spirit of God that resides inside of me, I speak to this cancer. And I said, either God is God. I remember saying, our God, you're not Lord at all, but you are God. Your word says, lay hands on the sick, and they may recover. I know it's quiet, but we're having some church right now. Lay hands on the sick. And they, if they're being good, if they're living right, if they gave a good offering this week, lay hands on the sick.
these signs shall follow them. Here it is again. That believe. Call for the elders of the church, praying the prayer of faith. And I said, when I laid my hands on Pastor Spikes, I said, by the authority of the Word of God and the power of the Spirit of God that dwelleth in me, I speak with that authority and I curse every cancerous cell. The authority that has been delegated to me as a believer, I lay my hands upon this man and I curse the cancer in his body from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Every cancerous cell in Jesus' name. Give me 15 seconds to say this. I did not say in the name of Buddha. I did not say in the name of Hare Krishna. I did not say in the name of Allah. By the way, simply define Allah means God. If that's the case, then we're serving the true Allah. And His name is Jesus. Jesus is the name of the Father. Jesus is the name of the Father. Jesus is the name of the Son. Jesus is the name of the Holy Ghost. There's no such thing as three gods. If there's three gods, there's 300 gods or 3,000 gods. Don't stop at Him now. Don't stop at Him just being your Father, your Son, and your Holy Spirit. He's wonderful. He's Counselor. He's the Mighty God. He's the Everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace. He's Jehovah Jireh. My God, He's Jehovah Tiskanu. He's Jehovah Shalom. He's my everything. He's my provider. He's the God, Jehovah Jireh, the God who is not just enough, but He's the God who is more than enough. I wished I had somebody that believes what I'm preaching right now. He's the God who is more than enough. There's not one God, two gods, three gods. Come on, there's not two, three, four, five. There's only one God. Someone stand up and shout, there's only one God. Maybe that's why some people don't get healed, because they're confused what God's going to heal today. I'm so thankful. I hope I don't rub anybody the wrong way. If I do, forgive me, and maybe it was good for you. But anyway. Well, that was a bold statement. Oh, I love you. Guts, warts, and all. But watch this. I'm so thankful today, Sister Hughes. I wasn't confused as to who I was going to worship and praise today. Was it going to be God the Father? Was it going to be the Holy Spirit? Was it going to be the Son? If I worship and praise one more than the other, is one going to get jealous of the other one? That is as erroneous and as ludicrous as I have ever in my life experienced. But some people, let me tell you something. There is only one God. And that one God, He was God manifested in the flesh. His name is Jesus. And I want to boldly declare right here and right now that He's the only God that's going to heal your body today. He is the only God that's going to put your marriage back together again. He's not God. He's the only God that's going to deliver you of things in your life that it'll take a God to deliver you. And all I did, Brother Buddy, all I did was I laid my hands on Brother Spikes and I spoke in my mind with the authority of God. Someone said, how you doing? It wasn't just me. Brother Jared, you could have done it, son. Anybody could have done it. Anybody. These young ladies, you said in the name of Jesus. Reach over and lay hand on her. Quit lay hands on her. Somebody just wanted you to just lay hand. Say in the name of Jesus. Be healed. See, it's just that simple. Watch this. That night, this is after the negative report. That night, he was in bed. Pastor Spikes was in bed. That big old massive growth, he had to sleep on his side. For approximately 10, 11 months, he could not sleep flat of his back.
things. It was grotesque. I saw this growth. And I got 2.5 minutes left. Listen. I mean, we prayed. Watch this. You got to get what I'm saying. We just prayed. We didn't see anything happen in that moment. Believing for it, hoping for it, but nothing happened. That night, when Pastor Spikes got up to run to the necessary room, he bumped his back, his, I guess you would call his cancerous bobo. Putting it a nice way. He went in there, and when he was walking by, usually most bathrooms have mirrors, big mirrors, your homes, right? And he walked by and he looked. He was half asleep, middle of the night. He looked again. God was answering prayer, and he didn't even know it. God was answering prayer, and he didn't even know it. He went in the bedroom, flipped the light on, looked in the bed. He was sleeping with his shirt off. Oh, God, he's going to kill me for telling all his business. But he's and he looked in the bed, and laying in the bed was that entire growth, massive, cancerous. His wife, he said it was funny. His wife was laying down like this. He said, baby, baby. She opened her eyes, and it was just a few inches away from her. She went, ah! She got up. She started dancing. In the middle of the night, she called her children. They called some other folks. My God, they come up to the house, and I was staying with them at 5 o'clock. We had a Jubilee celebration! God answered their prayer. He answered a believer's prayer. A believer's prayer. A believer's prayer. A believer's prayer. You feel it. You feel it. Answer to believers' prayer. Believers' prayer. Be seated. 1 minute. In Acts chapter 12, Herod just got through killing James, brother of John. Right? Killed him. He killed him with a sword. Laying there, they apprehended Peter, who was preaching faith, who was preaching that God can, not can God, but he was preaching God can. He was preaching faith. Peter was preaching the plan of salvation. Peter was teaching, not just preaching, but he was teaching the new believers of the New Testament church, the Book of Acts church, how to live for God. But in with how to live for God, he was teaching them demonstration of God. We got to be taught it. But we got to give room for demonstration of it. That's what he was doing. That was it. And his is an incredibly wonderful model and example to follow. The way I see it in the scriptures. Because he was teaching. But watch this. The Bible says that the people in that entire region, they didn't like what was going on. Well, carnal flesh is opposed to anything that God's doing. Because carnal flesh, it's like this. Satan, he wants your flesh. Turn your neighbor and say, Satan wants your flesh. Whether it's righteous flesh or whether it's unrighteous flesh, Satan wants your flesh. Because flesh, carnality, if you will, you understand what I'm saying, is opposed to anything that God does supernaturally or by his word that he said he would do And these people, even some of the scribes, Pharisees, these religious people that so-called believed in the acts of God, they, when you get right down to it, it's either yea or nay. It's either God says it and we believe it. And these, watch this, and Herod told Peter after he got through killing James in Acts chapter 12, he said this. He says, you are next. And he said, the only reason that I'm not going to kill you is because it's a holiday. It's Easter. He says, but first thing in the morning, you're a dead man. They carried him off. They marched him off and put him into in the inner cell of prison. Watch this. They brought him in there, and the Bible says that he is chained, he is bound, and he has soldiers on both sides of him. He has soldiers out front. He has soldiers everywhere, right? I'm in the book. He has them everywhere. Enemies everywhere. But watch this. If you look at it, he is on death row. Peter is on death row. He is going to die in the morning. But while he is on death row, a unique thing that I'd like to extrapolate or bring to the surface out of that whole setting and that story that really happened in Acts chapter 12 is this, that while they got him settled in that prison cell, the Bible says that Peter fell asleep. He did. He fell fast asleep. The Bible says he fell asleep. Read it for yourself. Peter fell asleep. And while he fell asleep, you know what, folks? If I was Peter, my death, Brother Hughes, would have began at my fingertips. I would have been biting my fingernails down to the quick. Blood would have begun to flow. And it's nervous. My God, as a cat on drugs in a 9-inch cage, I'm telling you, I would have, my God, brothers and sisters, he fell asleep. Let me just preach to you for a moment here. And may I present to you that the very reason that Peter could have fallen asleep was, could it be that he believed God? When you believe God in the most austere circumstances, when you believe God in the most, Sister Deborah, adverse circumstances, when you believe God in the most crucial circumstances of your life, when you really, here it is, have faith in God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. A faith hopeful, but it is the evidence of things not yet seen. I got a better definition. I've got it wrote down. I'll give it to you if we get to it. But watch this. When you really have faith in God, when you really believe God, there is a settled peace. Come on, hear me this morning. My God, I'm preaching to five people here. When you really have faith in God, I don't see it. I can't believe it. I'm on death row. When you really believe God, you can be at such peace that even you can go and fall to sleep and everything's going to be all right. But that's not the end of the story. The beautiful part of that whole story is this. Is that Peter had been teaching and had been preaching. You gotta have faith in God. You gotta have faith in God. You gotta believe in God. You gotta trust God. Even when you don't see it coming to pass. Even when you don't see it happening. You gotta believe. You gotta trust. You gotta have faith. I'm gonna tell you something. Satan is at an all out onslaught of trying to erode and allow our faith to vanish and our faith to just poof and it's gone. He is doing everything he can to strip us and to maim us with regards to our faith and belief system in God. But watch this. What he did was he went around and he began to teach those New Testament church folks. He says you gotta believe God. You gotta have faith in God. You gotta believe even when you don't see it. And watch this. Across town, at John Mark's mama's house, Mary's house,
considered Peter their pastor. They considered Peter their spiritual leader, an advisor, an overseer. They considered Peter the one that they looked to as a guide from heaven here on earth, set by God. And those people knew across town while Peter is in prison. God, are y'all still feel this? Peter knew. They knew that Peter was in prison. And they knew that he was on death row. And the Bible says that they were praying. I'm sure they might have had the hors d'oeuvres set out. They might have had the tea and the Kool-Aid and the punch set out. Might have had a pecan pie. I don't know. But their primary focal point, their purpose for gathering together was to, here it is, pray. You know what prayer is? All prayer is. All prayer is. Remember this from this day forward, because I believe God gave this to me. I've never heard this. But all prayer is just simply faith in action. Oh, God. Come here, Brother Buddy. Help me. Come here, Brother Jared. Come here. Help. Come here, brother. Come here. Help. I need a young lady that's not bashful to come up here and help me. Not everybody at once. Just point at one. Thank you, sister. There she is. Watch this. Brother Buddy said, she ain't bashful. Watch this. Pray. Come on, y'all. Come on. We're praying. God, our pastor is in prison. Y'all come on. Help me pray. God, we're praying for Peter. God, touch Peter. God, Lord, deliver him. God, he's going to die in the morning. Folks, I got 30 seconds left to preach. Folks, Peter is going to die in the morning. Come on, they're doing an awesome job. Come on. Oh, Lord, he is fixing to die. Please, God, break him out of prison. I like one brother said. He said, God, he said, Lord, you made the ground that the prison sits on. All you got to do is just shake the ground a little bit. Because you, my God, you spoke it all into existence. All you got to do is give a little earthquake and prison doors fly open. All that. Watch this. Come on. Oh, come on, pray. Oh, y'all listen. Oh. My God, these are veteran prayer warriors. Hallelujah. Prayer. Oh, they're doing a good job. Prayer. That's it, brother. Brother, come on. Oh, God, come on. And they're praying in the house. And watch this. Right, watch this. My God. Faith. Just a little bit of faith. You don't need a whole lot. Just use what in the world you got. If you had faith as a grain of a mustard. Use what you got. Don't need a whole lot. My innards are about to explode. Watch this. While they're praying, church, say, oh, man, I know you've fallen in love with me this morning already. Hallelujah, finally. Only a sound man can appreciate that statement right now. Anyway, watch this. They're praying, and in the midst of their praying, by faith, believing, and not seeing. This is good. I wrote it down. Your faith is the thing that gives you your hope. And whenever you have faith, you have substance. And your faith, listen. Your faith is what allows you to hold on to the substance until the evidence shows up. Buy the CD and listen to that again. Support your local church. Hallelujah. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. And so, while they are believing. Oh, somebody get me out of here. Oh. Like this. It's like last night when I passed by you, and as that fella says at the restaurant, you and Sister Vicky. I love you, Sister Vicky. Vicky. Walked by last night. Every time I come in here, Brother Buddy, and I'm not saying this to make you think better of me, buy me lunch one day, but I am saying this. Every time I pass by that pew, I'm telling you the truth. Listen, I said, God, his son, Shane, and his wife. Whoa. I don't see it. I mean, as soon as you get it out of your mouth, you won't say, oh, what's the use? See that?
A lot of folks think that.
As soon as you get out, watch this. God, I'm praying for Shane. I'm praying for his family. God, stir him up. Is he? I've been praying every time I. Oh, marabo shebe kamandela bo shaba. Every time I pass by Brother and Sister Long's pew, and I say, God, you see LaVon Bass and his wife. I know what you're doing in their son, and the devil would like to take that away. I said, God. And there's others I've been praying. God, there's people. My God, this is like, God, are we ever going to see it? I pray. God, something happened to me last night. Says telling to the church in here. I've been praying like this. God, you know, I'd love for you to do it, but Lord, I don't know. God, just maybe, you know, and I don't know. Say that again, brother.
Some people think it can't happen.
I changed it last night. I said, wait just 1 minute. I'm not God. Settle fact and thank God. But wait just a minute. I have been appointed by God. We have been appointed by God. If you have the Holy Ghost, you got something more than geritol in your system. You got something more than what a B12 shot can give you. You got the living God of heaven and of earth stepped up inside of you. And I begin to pray, Lord, I'm seeing it. It is going to happen. I see Shane walking through that door. I see others coming in. God, I see it. I don't see it literally, but I'm opening up the eye of my soul and my spirit, and I'm seeing it through the eyes of faith. Just tell you like this. When I've lost faith, I've lost everything. That's the whole message this morning. In an all-out attack. There is an all-out attack on the people of God. I'll tell you what it is. If there's anything, I'm going to say it like this. Satan's not after our homes. Sister Hughes, if I have ever in this revival preached the truth of a truthful word, and I have, but I'm going to tell you, brother, Satan's not after you, mama. Satan's not after you, brother. Satan's not after your children. Satan's not after Pastor and Sister Hughes. Satan's not after your marriages. Satan's not after your homes. Satan's not after this preacher. Hell is not after us. Some of you are looking at me like I'm, you know, Alice in Wonderland about right now. Well, yeah, he is, brother. No, he's not. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why I'm telling you that Satan is not after you and me. I will tell you what he is after in the 21st century. I will tell you what he is trying his best to steal and fever away. He's trying his best to take away from the people of God, the church of the living God. I'll tell you what he's taking away. He is not, well, he's not just taking us away. What he's trying to do, and he's accomplishing it in droves, and that is this. He is taking and stealing. stealing and robbing us of our faith. Our faith. Because if He's got our faith, then He's got you. He's got your marriage. He's got your home. He's got your family. He's got everything about you. That's why Jesus, hanging here with me, y'all. That's why Jesus looked at Peter one day, said, "Peter, you got it all together." He said, "But wait a minute, there's something lacking right now." He says, "Peter, let me pray for your faith, that your faith would not fail in the time of need." He looked at those in the ship, and they were tossing in the storm. And Jesus, remember the story, was at the bottom of the boat. You remember. Oh, ye of... Jude took a time out right before he got into the prophetic of the book of Revelation. That one little chapter, we call it a book, those few verses. He don't waste any time to give you the theme of what really is going on. What really is going on? What really is going on? Listen to me. What was really going on? I'll tell you what was really going on. I got 10 seconds left. What was really going on? He says this. He says, "I got to write to you. I got to tell you." He says, "Here's the message to the church right before the coming of the Lord." Basically, that's what he was saying. He says, "If anything I could preach to you, if I had one last message," really, you think of it, you look at it, it's the way it is. Brother Wesley, "if I had one last song to write, if I had one last song to sing, if I had one last message to preach, if I had one last exhortation to give, one last, it would be." That's what he was saying. That's where we're at. Folks, we're in the book of Jude this morning. We're living it out. The church of Laodicea. You know what that church is? It's a church that they have lost their faith. And Jude says it best. Here's what I'm going to preach to you. Here's what I'm going to write to you. He says, "I must earnestly contend. Fight." Brother, act like you're in a boxing match right now. Act like you're in a boxing match. This is the devil, and this is you, full of the Holy Ghost. Y'all act like y'all just boxing, knocking up on one another. "I must earnestly contend for the faith." Floyd Mayweather and whoever else, I don't know who. Come on now. "I must earnestly contend for the faith." Watch this. "That was once delivered unto the saints." I got news for you. When you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you received a package from heaven. It was delivered to your address. You were the address. And that package was faith, 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 faith. Everything God is, everything God was, and everything God is, will be. It's all represented in the Holy Ghost through faith. And he said, "I must earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints." If there's anything that Satan is stripping away from the church, it is our faith. Watch this. They've been praying. In the midst of their prayer, they sit there believing. No results. That's why I started it off today. Anybody beside me, I said, ever prayed something just ain't never happened? It's kind of like this. Is this condition ever going to go away, brother? You know what I'm saying? Like, is it ever going to go away? Come here and help me. Can you help me? Is it ever going to go away? Watch this. Sometimes we pray and we think, you know what the devil, I'm going to tell you what the devil does. We pray and we say, you know what that scripture says? I believe, but help thou mine unbelief.
That takes it to another level. You know why? Because watch this. It is so typical. The Bible covers every human emotion. It covers every aspect of this thing living for you. It covers every area in order to bring the supernatural of God in our midst manifested so we can experience the glory of God in our midst. Like we're going to experience before we leave here this morning. Like we're going to experience this evening once again. But it's like we pray. We say, God, watch this. God, am I ever going to be healed of this condition? I pray, God, I have a bout with gout. I really do. I've got gout on and off. And God, am I ever going to be healed of this? Gout. Arthritis. On and on the list, you fill in the blanks. Is this ever going to heal? Is it ever going to get right? You pray. And watch this. Watch this. Come here, brother. In the middle of their prayer, in Acts chapter 12. Everybody say in the middle of their prayer. Say he's got 5 seconds left. In the middle of their prayer, they're believing God. God sends, come here, brother, an angel with a monitor. God sends a good-looking angel. At least Sister Jennifer thinks so. And goes, and he's asleep. Watch this. When you really got faith, you can be even at the point of death and have an unusual, settled peace when you really believe God. There's way too many here this morning. You nervous. You uptight. You stressed out. And you stretched. Your mind, your heart, blood pressure, you know, no wonder your blood pressure has been weighted because you have been so messed up, worrying. My God, your middle name is Worry Wart. And you call yourself a Pentecostal? Shame on you. What I'm preaching this morning is why are the medicine cabinets in our Pentecostal households the same or more than that of people in the world? We really don't believe, do we? I hate the devil. That's a strong word, Sister Regina, Brother Bubba. I hate the devil. But while he's asleep, act like you're asleep, brother. Lean up against this. Just kind of throw your arm over. Just kind of. Bible says, the angel of the Lord. Folks, they done stripped. You talking about Satan? He wants to embarrass you. They had taken his clothing and everything, stripped him, everything on. Watch this. The angel of the Lord tapped him on the shoulder. Said, gird thyself.
I don't know how it happened, brother. I'd love to, when we get to heaven, I'd like to ask one of those guys if we're, I don't know. I'd like to know. All I know is when he began to stand up, clink! Clink! It was chained. He stood up. He got his robe, got his clothes on. Watch this. Say, stand up.
Say, follow me.
Let's take off down there.
Follow me. Watch this. He takes off down that way. Watch this. They're praying. Folks, I got 3 seconds left. They're praying. And watch this. They get right there at the corner. Y'all stop right back here. Y'all stop. Watch this. They get the corner at Hallelujah Boulevard in the Deliverance Street. I'm in the book. And they get there. God's touching your body. God's healing your body. Your body. I believe that. I really do. Watch this. Angel taps him again on the shoulder and says, hey, bub, you're on your own now. And the angel walks off. Angel walks off. Watch this. He stands right there. Watch this. He's looking, Brother Hughes. He looks.
If I was Peter, I think one thing would be going over and over and over in my mind. And that one thing would be this. At that point, right there. Faith. Results of faith. God, I'm feeling this. I'm sorry, folks. I'm feeling this so thick you can almost cut it with a knife. Faith! And the Bible says that he's something in his spirit. I know it. He knew right where it was at. He knew where to go. And the Bible, come here, brother. And the Bible says that he took off. He says, somebody's been praying. Somebody's been believing. Somebody's been believing. Somebody's been trusted. Somebody hadn't seen the answer yet, but they've been believing. They've been contending for the faith that was once delivered. And they knock on the door. Brother, knock on the door. Knock on the door. And they're in there praying. Watch it. They're in there praying. Okay, here's where they are. I'm closing with this. They're praying. They're praying. They're praying, Brother Hughes. They're praying. They're praying. They're praying, Elder. They're praying. They're praying. And watch this. Knock on the door. Knock on that door back here. Somebody. Yeah, knocking on the door. Knocking on the door. And watch in the middle of the prayer. They're saying, somebody, you know, somebody has have the audacity to knock on that door. We're in the middle of a good prayer meeting believing for deliverance for our pastor. Audacity to knock on our door while we're praying. Thank you, brother. While we're praying. Come on, do it again. And finally, Sister Rhoda, thought I was going to hit her. I don't do that for a living. And watch it. Come here, Sister Rhoda. Come here. And watch this. She comes to the door. Oh, my God. You're so animated, Brother Bullock. Sunday morning. Got to do something to wake everybody up. Lord, stand right here, sister. You the brother. And watch this. She says, hello. Who is it? Says, it's Peter. She says, she probably said something like this to begin with. I don't know who you are.
I don't know who you are.
But that's not a funny joke. We're praying for our pastor. Whoever you are, would you please leave, dismiss yourself, and go away? Okay? Oh, but you don't understand. I'm your pastor. Who is this? Who is this?
Peter. Who is this? Who is this?
Rhoda.
I'm
Rhoda. Folks, we're starting drama. Classes this week. Sign up in the foyer. They're doing awesome. Hallelujah. God, we got to get them a pizza. Hallelujah. They're doing great. They're doing great. I mean, ad-libbing, doing wonderful. Who is it? Peter, say, it's me. Say, well, this is Rhoda. Rhoda, Sister Rhoda, this is your pastor. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Come on, put your hand on your hip, get a little attitude.
I don't think so.
And watch this. Watch this. She steps away. She walks back. Would you please go away? Isn't that just like us? They're in here praying. She goes back and she says, hey, y'all stop. Listen to some of those. She tells them, you know, there's a man, somebody at the door saying it's Peter. Yep, y'all can just continue to pray. I got a second and a half left. has continued to pray. And they're praying. And they're praying. And they're praying. And they're believing. Conditionally. They were still praying. And God didn't swoop in there like Superman and say, stop praying. He didn't do it. Watch this. God, Almighty God, had already answered their prayer and they didn't even know it. They were praying. They were believing. And she walks back to the door and says, who is it? She says, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, but say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Say faith, faith, faith. You gotta have faith.
Faith.
You gotta believe.
You gotta
trust God.
You gotta trust God.
She says, that sounds like my pastor's voice. That sounds like she knows the Bible says, oh, she gets so excited. She gets so excited. Bible said she opened not the door for gladness. Oh, that's just like us. Oh my God. We get so excited over the possibility of answered prayer. We get so excited over the possibility of what God can do. Is there anybody besides me that is tired of coming to church and singing songs about what Jesus can do, standing up and testifying? We call it testifying, but it's like, I believe God can do. Aren't you tired of hearing this and that and about what God can do when all in reality God has said, I've already done it. Why don't you go ahead and receive it? You believe it. Now why don't you receive it? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Acts chapter 19. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Well, have you received your healing since you believe? Have you received your deliverance since you believed? God is working on your son. God is working. Stand with me. God is working on every one of our situations. But I want to tell you something. I've come along today not just to preach you up into the sky, into the ninth heavens. No, I've come along today to tell you that could it be that God has already answered some or most of our prayers, but we're having trouble receiving it? Because why? Because it's been seemingly unanswered for so long. Remember when Daniel prayed? 20-some-odd days. 21 days. And we are led to believe, scripturally correct, that Jesus, God, answered his prayer the moment he got it out of his mouth. But watch this. Watch it. We're led to believe in scriptures that the adversary in hell prevented the answer from getting there. But it finally, 21 days later, got there. Satan don't, you know why he's fighting our faith so much, so bad, so hard? Unrelenting blows. You know why? I'll tell you why his unrelenting attacks have been so relevant in our lives and so surreal. I'll tell you why. It's because God, in actuality, has already answered everything you prayed. He just don't want you to get the answer. He don't want you to receive the answer. He don't want you to... Oh, because when you receive it, it's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. When it finally happens, and the Bible said they opened the door, and oh, hallelujah. The Bible says that she took him by the hand. Come on, Peter. Come on, take him by the hand, and they walk in there, and the Bible says, you can imagine the joy. You can imagine the celebration. That's where God is wanting to bring us today. He wants us to say, yeah. He wants us to say, yes. We're in a battle for our faith like never before. But God has not forsaken us. God has not left us. He is still God. He is still God. He is still God. Whatever he's been able, whatever he's ever done, he is still able to do. Jesus Christ, the same book of Hebrews, the same yesterday, today, and forever. But you know what I feel? What I
When I was walking in this morning, the scripture quickened to me. God quickened me this verse of scripture. Someone's dealing with fear today. That's why we can't seem to get past. He replaces our faith with fear. But God quickened the scripture to me. Somebody needs to hear it this morning. God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, and power. Just not using it yet, but we got power. We're not using it to full capacity. We're not full throttling it yet. But power, somebody shout power. Shout love. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and power and of a sound mind. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Why? That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know where the problem really lies today? You guessed it. In our mind. It's our thinking. Satan attacks our faith through the mind. Our perception of God. Our perception of what God can do and what God will do, brother, buddy, brothers and sisters. What if God? I'm going to tell you what, brother. I'm going to tell you what I believe. I believe God's already healed your body. You know why I believe that?
Whoa.
You know why I believe that, my brother? Because he's already went to the cross. He's already done the work. My God, do y'all feel faith in here? Step out of the pew and in the aisle right now. If you've got a problem in your life, you've been something you've been praying for, something you've been contending with God for, something you've been dealing with. If you've had a long standing prayer request, I want you to step out of the pew and in the aisle. I want you to come to the front right now. If you've been praying and you've been fretting and you've been wondering, God, how in the world is this ever going to change? Come on, somebody. Thank y'all for helping me so much. Thank you. I honor you today. Take somebody by the hand. Take somebody by the hand.